the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
The Judith Eniat Reynolds College of Arts and Letters at Missouri State University is a destination campus for the arts. The college has 7 departments: Art and Design, Communication, English, Media, Journalism and Film, Modern and Classical Languages, Music and Theatre and Dance. It also has 5 interdisciplinary programs: Antiquities, Electronic Arts, Global Studies, Linguistics and Musical Theatre. I'm Emily Yip. Dean Dr. Sean Wall from the college is my guest today. He's here to highlight some of its recent accomplishments and upcoming projects and activities.
2021 was certainly an exciting year. Several things that we're really proud of. We welcomed the second cohort of scholarship recipients as part of our Reynolds Scholars Program. That's a comprehensive scholarship that benefits all 7 departments within the college. We also welcomed the second cohort of the new MFA in Dramatic Writing Program. This is the sort of program that's part of the long-range plan when we're looking at the future of academic programs. We have substantial success in recruiting graduate students, and so we saw within the college a 10% increase in graduate enrollment. A few other things that come to mind are related to structures. For example, we have a new student art gallery. We moved it downtown. That space is at 326 North Boonville. We really are appreciative to Robert and Margaret Carolla for naming the space. It's really a transformational gift. That's really exciting because Brick City and the new Student Art Gallery are part of the vision of the daylighting of Jordan Creek. So that really is a great partnership the university has with downtown Springfield.
An official opening for the gallery will take place soon.
We had a soft opening in 2021, but this year we're going to have an official opening at some point in the spring, maybe early summer. So that's definitely something that we're looking forward to. Something else that comes to mind as far as structures go, in April of 2021, we actually broke ground on the John Goodman Amphitheater, as well as the Judith Eniat Reynolds Arts Park. And so super excited that in the spring of 2022, we are planning to have an official opening of the John Goodman Amphitheater and the Arts Park. And of course, really looking forward to the 60th season of Tent Theater in that new space.
Faculty members from the college were successful in obtaining several grants. One was from the U.S. Department of Education to train teachers to teach English learners.
Across the university, of course, there's tremendous grant work in terms of external funding. We congratulate Dr. Andrea Hellman from the Department of English and team. The U.S. Department of Education grant, $2.9 million. Really, really just a historic gift to the university. And so we look forward to the outcomes moving forward of that particular grant.
Another large grant was awarded to expand the FUSE project, an effort to prevent radicalization.
We also have a grant from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, $645,000. The key investigator on that project is Dr. Stephen Spates in the Department of Communication. Just 2 examples of outstanding work from our faculty.
After a 2-year break due to COVID-19, the Missouri Fine Arts Academy will make its return this year.
We're really excited. We've already been contacted by numerous public school teachers. School districts all across the region are already submitting applications and submitting interest. The Fine Arts Academy is really a legacy program. We're just really proud to have that based at Missouri State University and be within the Reynolds College of Arts and Letters. And so I know that many students across the region are looking forward to returning to campus. This is one of our premier programs that I like to talk about as a pre-college learning experience.
Despite the pandemic, the chorale and the Pride Marching Band were able to travel again to perform.
The University Chorale, just tremendous program under the leadership of Dr. Cameron Labar, traveled to Spain and performed in an international choral festival. Really an outstanding learning experience for the students. And then another one of our large performance groups, as everyone knows, is the Pride Marching Band. And so during their marching season, one of the last things that they accomplished is they traveled the entire band to San Antonio, Texas, and the Pride Band performed for Bands of America to high school students from all over the southern region. And so that was a competitively selected process, and the band just did an outstanding job.
That was Dr. Sean Wall, Dean of the Reynolds College of Arts and Letters at Missouri State. Visit rcole.missouristate.edu to find out more about the college. I'm Emily Yip for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.